everyone. Coming to you live from an undisclosed location somewhere in North America. This is the Truth Be Told Minuteman Report, and I am Robert Hensley, the Truth Be Told Minuteman. And today, kind of an extension of last week's episode. So last week we were talking about what the Pentagon has known about alien encounters and resulting in pregnancies and all kinds of other illnesses. And so I started thinking about what kind of illnesses could be caused by or that have been reported as caused by UFO encounters. And there's a lot of everything from radiation burns, radiation sickness, to early onset dementia, amnesiac episodes, and there were three neurological disorders which have been reported in some cases with people who've claimed to have been abducted or having had alien experiences. And so I wanted to talk specifically about these because these are wild, right? Some stuff that I've never heard of before, right? One of them I have heard of before, but it was not in connection to aliens or UFOs, but we'll talk about that in just a second. So these neurological disorders are, like I said, they're pretty wild. They're things that I've never heard of before. So there's something called Cotard delusion, or what's better known as the walking corpse syndrome. So people who have this delusion or this syndrome believe that they're already dead, and they see their body deteriorating and their flesh rotting, and they don't exist. They feel that their soul has already been taken. And so neurologists are saying that the cause for Cotard delusion is that the region of the brain that's responsible for facial recognition is disconnected from the region of the brain of emotional response. So when you see yourself in the mirror, you no longer have an emotional response to yourself. You don't have a sense of self. So you kind of view yourself as being non-existent, right? Which is really crazy. And as far as I know, there's no cure. There's no cure for Cotard delusion, which is really scary. Really scary. I couldn't imagine being having an experience that left me feeling like I was a non-entity, right? I mean, that's heavy. That's heavy. The other thing is what is known as BIID, okay, which is Body Integrity Identity Disorder. Now, this is a disorder that shows up in people who are sane and otherwise healthy. And they are missing part of their body image map. So the part of their brain that tells them that this is your arm and at the end of your arm is a hand and those are your fingers. These people feel that all or part of their limbs are not their own. They may feel that, you know, their leg from below the knee is alien or a foreign object, that they do not take ownership of it, that it feels different from the rest of their body, and it's very disconcerting. People who have this disorder, the Body Integrity Identity Disorder, BIID, can literally pinpoint on an arm, on a leg, the precise place that it stops feeling like them and starts feeling like something else. And there is a cure for BIID. However, it is unusual. The only way to cure it is with amputation, by removing the part of the limb that does not feel as if it fits your body. From what I've heard, it's almost impossible to get insurance companies to cover something like this, and that it takes a very open-minded and sympathetic surgeon to come through with the cure. So that one was a little wild, right? And now, if you've ever seen, I don't know how many of you are, watch a lot of films. There was a brilliant play that became a film that was directed by Billy Friedkin, starring Ashley Judd and Michael Shannon, called Bug. And this is a classic exploration of something called Morgellons disease, which is otherwise known as delusional infestation. People with Morgellons disease feel as if there are things crawling, biting, stinging, otherwise moving under their skin. Some people claim that they are nanobots, that there are bugs, that there are worms. They have a tendency to suffer from insomnia, and they scratch themselves to the point of breaking the skin and creating lesions. And in some extreme cases, doctors have actually pulled organic colored fibers from within these lesions that they claim there is no... there's no way for the body to synthesize this kind of fiber, that it had to have come from something or have been implanted. The CDC did a giant study on this and said that it is a neurological disorder, that there is no infestation, there is no contagion, and that these people are simply suffering from a delusion. And with Morgellons disease, some people in a variety of cases actually die from infections from the lesions, blood loss from trying to cut the bugs and worms or things that are that they believe is under their skin, trying to cut those out. And some people even died from massive burns by trying to burn off their skin to get something out of their body. And all three of these neurological disorders are things that have been mentioned in conjunction with people who have survived alien encounters or UFO encounters. And so at this point, we're still really unsure of why or how these kind of neurological disorders start after an experience of that nature. So just food for thought. I thought it was really interesting. You know, again, building on last week, I wanted to know, I mean, you know, an unwanted pregnancy is, or an unaccounted for pregnancy is a hell of a symptom to have after an encounter. But, you know, when you say that there are neurological disorders, what are those disorders? Now we know what a few of them are. And that is this week's episode of Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. Again, I'm Robert Hensley, your Truth Be Told Minuteman. Thanks for joining me today. Remember, there are three chances every week to see new Truth Be Told content. That's me on Mondays at 3 p.m. 6 Pacific. 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Bonnie Burkert with Truth Be Told Transformations on Wednesdays, also at 3 p.m., 6 Eastern. And, of course, Tony Sweet with the original Truth Be Told on Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. And, you know, be sure to like, follow, share our content, subscribe, make sure you're not missing the next episode. And if you need to know more, visit our website at www.truthbetoldworldwide.com. Click on that shop button and check out some really cool gift ideas, because, you know, everybody wants to shop online. Why not shop with us? All right, folks, thanks so much again for joining me, and we will see you on the flip side.